Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph. We are holding on Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah. Up until now, we've been discussing things that you're not allowed to go out with on Shabbos, but it would not be in a Siddur Raisa, so it would only be in a Siddur Rabbanan. Now we're going to focus instead on that which would be Asur Midah Oraisa to go out with on Shabbos. Lo Teitzei Isha B'machat HaNakuva. A woman cannot go out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah with a needle that has a hole at the end of the needle, and is obviously a classic sewing needle. Lo B'taba'as She'yesh Aleichosam, nor with a ring that has a signet on it, v'lo B'kul nor with something that she would tie the parts of her shirt together with, like a pin that holds her clothing together, velo bekoveles, and also something that she would tie her spices or perfumes onto herself. The perfumes weren't like spray perfumes in those days; it would be like a chain of spices that they would wear. Velo betzloches shel paliato, nor with a plate that would hang around her neck that had certain oils in it that had a pleasant aroma. Vimyatza, if she goes out with one of these things on Shabbos, chayev es chatos. It's in Nisa d'Oraisa, so she's chayev a carbon chatos, because this is not considered a malbush, it's not considered a tachshit, divra meir. But v'chamim potrin bekovelas u'besochus shel palyaton. The chamim say that in two of these cases, she's potter from a carbon chatos, namely if she goes out with the kovelas or with the tzlochus shel palyaton, because the chamim hold that such things are tachshitim, where the isser is only an isser midrabana. Now, back on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, we learned that a woman is not allowed to go out with the tabak, but she wouldn't be chayav chatos for doing so. Our Mishnah says that a woman who goes out with a tabas sheyesh alehachosam is chayav chatos. So the Gemara explains the din of a man who goes out with a tabas. Amar Ula v'chilufein be'ish. The halacha of a man is the exact opposite of what it is by a woman as far as going out with a ring. A man who goes out with a ring that has a chosam is patur from a carbon chatos. If he goes out with a ring that does not have a chosam, he's chayiv in a carbon chatos. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Alma k'savar Ula kol mi didi chazil ish lo chazil isha. It seems that Ula holds that anything that's roi for a man is not roi for a woman. Umi didi chazil isha lo chazil ish. And that which is roi for a woman is not roi for a man. Meaning something that's considered a takshit or a malbush for a man is not considered a takshit or a malbush for an isha, and vice versa. And we don't say that since a man is miskashit with it, a woman that it would be considered a takshit for a woman as well. So on that, Masav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks Anula from the following brisa: Haroim Yotzin Besakin, that shepherds on Shabbos go out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with a malbush that's made out of sackcloth, which they would cover up with to protect them from rain. V'lo harom b'lvadamru, but not only shepherds are allowed to go out with such sackcloth. Ela kol adam, everybody's allowed to go out like this. Ela shadarkan shalaroim lotzeis besakin. It's just most typical that a shepherd would be wearing such clothing. So you see that even though this type of clothing is limited to a particular class of people or a particular category of people, it's considered a malbush for everybody. So isn't that a kasha on Ula? Because Ula had said that a taba'as she'esh le'achosam, which is a tachshit for a man, is not a tachshit for a woman. But we should say that as long as it's a tachshit for one class of people, then it should be a tachshit for every class of people. Ela amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says you cannot learn from this case of shepherd that every time something that's a malbush for a man is going to be a malbush for a woman and vice versa. See, shepherds versus other people are just different professions. Men and women are entirely different from each other. They're entirely different categories, and there's no crossover from one category to the other. So ask the Gemara, Isve Abaye. So Abaye asks on Rav Yosef, it says in the Braisa, Hamotzi Tefillin, if a person finds Tefillin on Shabbos, he's walking down the street and there's Tefillin that's lying there unprotected, so machnisan zug, he could bring him into the city or into his house one pair at a time by wearing them the way he would normally wear them on a weekday, putting the tefillin shel rosh on his head and the shel yad on his arm, and then take them off and then go back and get whatever more pairs of tefillin there are. Echad ish ve'echad isha, and a woman is also allowed to do this. V'yam am b'fnei atzmahin, but if you're going to say that which is a malbush for men is not considered a malbush for women, v'mitzvei shazman grama, v'kol mitzvei shazman grama nashim p'turos, but tefillin is not a malbush of a woman because it's a mitzvah shasman grama, and women are putter from tefillin. So the fact that it's a malbush for a man shouldn't make it a malbush for a woman. So how come a woman is allowed to put on these tefillin or shas rabim to protect them and bring them into the city? It must be that you do not view women as an am b'fnei atzman. So it says Gemara, now hasam in the brisa, the brisa is something like Rameir, because Sav Rameir Laila's man tefillin who v'Shabbos man tefillin who havle mitzvah shalos man grama v'kom mitzvah shalos man grama nashim chayavos. That brisa is assuming that women do wear tefillin, that tefillin is something that applies even at nighttime and even on Shabbos, and therefore it is not at all a mitzvah saseh shasman grama. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss the Mishnah that a woman that goes out with a tabas sheyesh aleha chosam is chayav v'karban chatos. So ask the Gemara, why would she be chayav v'chatos? Yes, she's carrying, but she's not carrying in the normal way, the way that people normally carry things, and therefore she should not be chayav v'karban chatos for such a thing, because a woman who normally doesn't go out with a ring that has a chosam on her finger, which is neither a malbush nor a tachshit, the derech hotza'a is to hold it in her hand. Meaning, if a woman is carrying a product, an item that she would not wear, that's her husband's talis, let's say, it's not the derech for her to carry it, by wearing it. The derech for her to carry it is by holding it in her hand. So if a woman is going around wearing a ring that is not the derech for her to wear, and she's wearing it, so isn't she doing hotza'a not in the normal way, and therefore she should not be chayiv? The Mishnah is not talking about a regular woman who does not normally wear tabas sheyesh b'chosam. We're talking about a woman who sends letters that need a seal on it to people who are who work for her, in order that to certify payments that need to be made to people. Meaning, this is an important businesswoman, and normally she would have on her finger a tabas with a chosam. She's chayav a chatas if she walks out with it into Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara adds another kasha that Amar Rabba. Tirats the isha. So now you've explained what we said about a woman, that a woman who goes out with tabash yeshal echos mischayiv, but ish ma'ikal meimar. But the man who goes out with a ring that does not have a chosam, why is he going to be chayiv? Because after all, he's not carrying it in the normal way of carrying it. He's wearing it. Ella amarava. So Rava says, not really. Wearing a ring for men or for women is always consider the derech hotza'a. It's considered to be carrying it in the normal way, even though they're wearing something that they normally wouldn't wear. That sometimes a man will ask his wife to put away his signet ring for him, and it's pretty typical that the way the woman would make sure she doesn't lose it is that she'll wear it on her finger until she gets to the place where she needs to put it away. Contemporary times you find this so much, but the Gemara says that it's not so uncommon that if a woman's diamond ring, let's say, gets breaks and needs to be brought to the jeweler, so she'll ask her husband to bring it to the jeweler, and to make sure that he doesn't lose it, the husband will put on the ring, he'll wear the ring, and therefore it is the derech hotza'a to be wearing these rings. Now we go weiter. The Mishnah had said, "V'lo b'chulyar v'lo b'chaveles." A woman's not allowed to go out with a kulyar or a chaveles. So my kulyar, what exactly is the kulyar that a woman's not allowed to go out with in Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rav Machbanta. It's something made out of a silver or gold, some type of clip that holds together the pieces of her garment. And if she goes out with these clips to Rosh Hashanah, when they're in her garment, when they're stuck into her garment with a string, she's chayav v'chatos. Koveles, what is the koveles? Amarav chumarta tepilon. It's a knot made out of silver or gold that's like a a bunch of amulets, and inside the kesher, inside the knot, they put sweet-smelling oil or something like that, and a woman who's suffering from bad body odor might use this in order to smell a little bit better. V'cheno maravasi chumarta de pilon, that a kovelis is a chumarta de pilon, which I assume means the same thing. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses the issue to go out with a kovelis on Shabbos. Tana rabbanan lo teitzei b'kovelis v'miyotza chayav eschatas divrei meir. She cannot go out with a kovelis, and if she does, she's chayav eschatas according to her meir v'cham marmim lo teitzei v'miyotza p'tura. She cannot go out with it, but if she does, she's pater. Rabbi Elazar miyotza isha b'kovelis l'chadchila. And Rabbi Elazar says a woman even l'chadchila is allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah with a kovelis. So b'may kamifki, what exactly is the machlokas? Rabbi Meir savor masuhu. Rabbi Meir obviously holds that it's a masui, that it's a burden, and therefore she's going to be chayav chatos for going out with it. Rabbanan savri, and the Rabbanan must hold that a kovelis is tachshitu, that it's a tachshit, and therefore you're not going to be chayav chatos for going out with it. But v'dil mashal from the chaviyav asa l'siyue, but we are concerned that she might take it off to show it off to somebody, and then she'll come to carry it, and therefore it's asumit Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar savri, man darka lemirma isha shereicha ra, isha shereicha la lo shalfa umchavya lo asala siyue abramus brishas rabim, that no, she's never going to come to take it off, because think about who wears this thing. The only person who would wear this is someone who has bad body odor. Someone who has bad body odor is not going to take it off to show everyone, ooh, look what I used to combat my embarrassing, horrible body odor. So she's not going to take it off and then walk with it, daladamos in Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it's going to be 100% mutter for her to wear it, according to the to Rabbi Eliezer. So now the Gemara asks a stira in Rabbi Eliezer, v'atanya, Rabbi Eliezer poter b'kovelis b'socha shel palyaton. Rabbi Eliezer says, potter, sounds like you're only potter from chatos, but you're not allowed to go out with it. Lokasha, ha ki kai ad Rav Meir, ha ki kai ad Rabbanan. One is when he addresses the sheet of Rav Meir, and the other is when he addresses the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ki kai ad Rav Meir damar chayiv chatos, when he's talking about Rav Meir who said you're chayiv chatos, amar lei potter. So the way to argue with that is by saying, no, you're not chayiv chatos, you're potter. But really, he holds you're even allowed to go out with it lechachila, but he just is responding to Rav Meir. Ki kai ad Rabbanan damar potter av lasser, and when he's responding to the Rabbanan who themselves hold potter av lasser, he says, no, it's not Patra Avalasar, it's actually Mutra L'Chadchila. So Gemara brings a brisa where we have Rav Meir who's Mechayev Chatos, and it doesn't even mention the Chachamim. Umay Rav Meir, what's the brisa where Rav Meir is mentioned without the Chachamim, and Rabbi Elazar disagrees, meaning apparently we're saying over here that Rabbi Eliezer once commented on Rav Meir directly, and once on the Rabbanan directly. So where's the case that he commented only on Rabbi Meir directly? Titania, in the following braisa, lo teitzi shabim avteich shabiyada v'imyatza chayev eschatos divrei Meir, Rabbi Elazar poter b'koveles u'b'tzloch shel palyaton. There you have it, that the Tanakhama says that a woman cannot go out with a mafteach shabiyada, and if she does, she's chayev eschatos. Rabbi Meir said that, rather. And Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says she's poter with a koveles and with a tzloch. So the Brisa itself doesn't read straight because they're talking about different topics. Kovelis, Mandakar Shema. Who mentioned Kovelis that Rabbi Eliezer brings it up in his comment on Rabbi Meir? So it says, Maruch Yisur Mechzer V'Hachik Tani. The Brisa is obviously missing something and you have to add in some detail. V'chein b'Kovelis, v'chein b'tzloch shal palyaton lo teitzi v'imyaz chayiv chatos divra Meir. That Rabbi Meir also said she's chayiv chatos for going out with a Kovelis or tzloch shal palyaton. Rabbi Eliezer poter b'kovelis u'b'tzloches shel palyaton, and Rabbi Eliezer says that if she's poter from the chatos, if she goes out with a kovelis or b'tzloches shel palyaton. So it's on that brisa that the Gemara said that Rabbi Eliezer really holds its mutter l'chachila, but he used the word poter because he was addressing Rabbi Meir who had said chayiv. So the Gemara brings the rest of the brisa. B'med v'armamurim, when do we say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're poter for going out with a kovelis or b'tzloches shel palyaton? Kishyesh ben bosom. That's only if it has some actual sweet smelling perfume in it, some oil in it, that it's a tachshit, avlein ben balsam, but if there's no besamim or shemen in it, and she goes out with it to Rosh Hashanah, chayeves, then she's going to be chayev chatos, because the kovelis itself is not a tachshit, it's certainly only a burden, it's only the nice smelling perfume that's inside of it that makes it a tachshit. Amar Rav Abba Rava, zosa meres, from the fact that the Braisa says that if it has no balsam, she's chayev for going out with it, sounds like Rabbi Lezer holds, Hamotzi ochlin pachos mikshir bekli chayiv, that if someone carries food less than the size of a grogeres in a kli, he's going to be chayiv for the kli itself. Even though there's a little bit of food in the kli and he wants to take out the food, the kli is no longer considered tafel to the food. And Rabbi Lezer is in disagreement with the Mishnah we're going to have in Daf Tzadi Gimel that says that you're potter in such a case because the kli is always tafel to the food. The raya from the Rabbisa is if a kovelis does not have any bosom in it, that's like food that's pachos mikshir grogeres inside a kli, because a kovelis is also taken out so that the reason she's carrying the kovelis is not because she wants to carry the kovelis, it's because there's still some aroma left from last time there was shemen in it, so it's ki'ilu there's pachos mikshir of shemen in it, v'katani chayeves, and yet it still says she's chayev for the kovelis itself. So the parallel case with food and a kli would be pachos mikshir of food, and Rabbi Elazar would be saying that you're chayev. So Rav Ashi amar bi'alma imalach pater. Rav Ashi says not a good raya. Maybe in a normal situation where she's carrying food pachos mikshir in a kli, you're going to be pater because the kli is tafel to the food that's in it. V'shayni hacha d'leisei lima masha klal. But over here it's different with this kovelis, because granted she's only carrying the kovelis on account of the smell of the oil from the previous time that there was oil in there, but there's no actual mamashos of oil, and therefore you can't pretend as if it's she's carrying oil and the kli is tafel to the oil, because there is no mamashos of oil, so she's carrying the kli, and for that she's going to be chayiv for carrying that kli. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Samach Beis, Amid Beis.